that with the end of summer, a lot of people lament the fact that they won't be able to go to their farmers markets anymore. But that's not necessarily true, is it, Andrea?
No, and I was so bummed, but our next guest is going to tell us the farmer's market doesn't go away.
Tell us about Green City Market, Melissa. Melissa Flynn is the executive director for Green City Market. What can people look forward to as it gets colder?
Sure, you're right. We don't go away. So we will be outdoors.
Go away,
we don't, I promise. We will be outdoors through the end of October. And then we move inside to the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum. Mm-hmm. And you can find all sorts of things all winter long. We'll have some great fruit. We also have a lot of frozen fruit that our farmers collect at the peak of season. Mm-hmm. So you can still get stuff for your blueberry pie for Thanksgiving. Yep. And we have wonderful root vegetables that you can cook with all winter long. You'll still see greens. Spinach and carrots are actually fantastic this time of year and through the winter because they love the cold. So just that touch of cold makes it so much sweeter.
I always look forward to the squashes, you know, gourds, the spaghetti squash.
Absolutely.
I mean, and actually, one of the, I think it was Whole Foods, just did a whole new recipe page for squashes and soups. And I mean, it's the time to start making all your soups.
Oh, for sure. And squashes are even great for muffins. I make butternut squash muffins for my kids all the time.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
I have yet to bring you my carrot zucchini cookies.
No, and I'm hearing about these for months.
They are. I make them for my son because he doesn't eat a lot of textures, and I can't. I have to hide my own cookies because I will eat them. Yeah. They're so good. We make brownies with avocado and blueberries as well, and spinach. Spinach, avocado, and blueberries. Mm. But there are a lot of great ways to incorporate vegetables, especially if you have kids that are picky eaters, or for yourself as a treat to get your vitamins in and have dessert.
For sure. And at the market, we try to make it super simple so that we remind everybody cooking's not drudgery. It's easy to do. If you're using great local produce, it is at its peak nutrition. So you're getting the best nutrition for your family because there is no travel time to market. So much of the food in our grocery stores loses 50% of its nutrition by the time it gets to you. So it's easy to shop and cook really well for your family from a farmer's market.
How often will Green City Market be open for the public to be able to enjoy local produce?
Sure. Through the holiday season, mm-hmm. we are open every Saturday. And then January through April, we're open every other Saturday.
Okay.
And it's all on our website.
I remember years ago, it was, you know, kind of this small, and now it's huge. It's grown in popularity.
I mean,
when I lived in the South Loop, we have a great farmer's market as well at Fourth Presbyterian Church, but mm-hmm. on Saturdays we would always get a group of us and go up, and that's where I started buying my honey.
Sure,
know, things
absolutely.
Like that too. But how? I mean, what do you explain that? What do you attribute? I guess the success to how it started out so small and now it's huge, and people all over the city and the burbs too are coming in and it's into Chicago.
We're actually going into our 20th year in 2019. So
incredible.
You're right, we've been around for a while, and we did start small in the alley next to Chicago Theater with about 6 vendors. Although every vendor will tell me they've been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
You're like 80 of you could not have been there on the first day.
Yeah.
And it's really because we are one of the first markets to employ third-party certification. So there's trust when you come to our market. You know you're getting farmer-produced food. You know it's healthy. You know it's sustainably grown. And that the land is being cared for generations to come.
And local, if not in Illinois, the Midwest for sure.
Absolutely. The average distance to market is less than 100 miles at our market versus grocery store, which is 1,500 miles to market.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I love about the farmers markets is this sort of festiveness. There's also this camaraderie between the farmers. I hope it's not for show.
No, it's real.
For real. Yeah, it seems like it is. And then there's also vendors with like locally produced, you know, whether it's salsas or jardinera, cheeses and meats and all kinds of things like that. Are you able to incorporate them throughout the winter?
We
are,
absolutely. And you're absolutely right about that social interaction. Typically at a farmer's market, you'll have 15 to 20 social interactions. At a grocery store, you might have 1 to 2. So we have people come to market all the time that say, this is our happy place. They couldn't wait to get here. They'll tell me proudly that their kids grew up at Green City Market. So we know it makes a difference. I've never walked into like a retail chain and been like, thank God I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Right? And I love you're absolutely right, Patty, the camaraderie too, but also like, you know, if I'm unsure. I love cheese. I know it's a bit.
Oh,
me too.
I love cheese. Are you kidding?
Because there's certain
and
kinds.
Bread.
Yeah, there's certain kinds, and they're like, here, you know, we'll open it up or take a taste.
Yep.
You know, just because you've never had maybe the blue cheese mixed with the cheddar.
Right. And there's things that once you taste them at a farmer's market, you just can't go back. That first strawberry, that actually tastes like a strawberry and makes your mouth water. People just literally, their faces light up when they try it. Or this time of year, the crisp apple that tastes like an apple. Yeah. It really makes such a difference to get it local and fresh.
Yeah. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about a mostly veggie affair. We're hanging out with Melissa Flynn. She's the executive director for Green City Market. What's the website people can check out to learn more and some social media?
GreenCityMarket.org. And we are at Green City Market on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Find out more about their hours. Just because it's chilly doesn't mean you can't be healthy. More after this on 720 WGN. Ooh, you know what you need to download is the Green City Market app. You didn't say anything about an app, Melissa.
I was
Were you really? Oh, no, I ruined it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
not ruined at all.
You go ahead and talk about it. I'll download it while you're talking. We're talking to Melissa Flynn. She is the executive director of Green City Market. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. You can always join our conversation by calling 312-981-7200, and you can text us to that same number. Tell us about the app and the mostly veggie affair.
Sure. So we know everyone's really busy, and they might absolutely want to get to the market first thing in the morning to get their favorite eggs or whatever it is that they love. And some weeks, it just doesn't happen. Your schedule is busy and you get there at noon and you miss your favorite things. So we created the Green City Market app where you can order anything you need ahead of time directly from the farmers.
Okay.
And pick it up?
You pick it up right at market, so you still get that great social interaction, but it's bringing new people out to the market to help our farmers earn a living wage. And for our loyal customers, it just gives them one more little level of convenience and ease when coming to Green City Market.
Done. Downloaded
and
it.
It's
oh,
free.
I'm so
just
doing
now.
It too.
Fantastic.
I did it first.
I got to do it. I wanted to ask you about pumpkins too.
Ooh.
I mean, this is obviously the time to get pumpkins.
It is the time, and we have some gorgeous pumpkins, not only to, of course, decorate, but to eat and make great roasted pumpkin seeds and
pumpkin soup. Yeah.
Yes. So any pumpkin needs you might have, we've got it. So really for fall, we've got you covered. We've got the apples, the crisp pears, pumpkins, squashes. So your table will look beautiful. And if you're not sure what to cook, we're doing a cooking series at our indoor market for the holidays. So November 3rd, we're going to be working on soups for your holidays.
I love making soups.
Oh, roasted cauliflower soup.
Ooh,
we have to talk. We have to do a whole half hour at some point on just
soups.
We'd be happy to bring in food.
What?
November 10th, we're doing your new favorite Thanksgiving stuffing.
Yes.
And then November 17th, you'll actually make an apple pie with us. And you'll go home and all you'll have to do is bake it. So
oh, that's fantastic.
These will all be on our website as well. And that way you look like the star of Thanksgiving. You got to taste the recipe. We give you a shopping list and you get to bring home a sample.
I'm sorry, I'm not distracted. I'm signing up for my Green City Market app right now. I'm like,
for all the classes.
For the apple pie, I've always dreamt of making that sort of like crisscross, that lattice pie. And every time I think I want to do it, I'm like, I'll just roll it out and put it on top and poke some holes in it. I've always wanted to do that.
It's not as hard as you think once you learn how to make dough and make it easily. But apple pie is good anyway. You don't have to go through the lattice trouble. Put the dough on top. It's going to be delicious.
I know, but I've always wanted to do that. You know, some people do a very elaborate pie crust.
Come to our class and we'll show you how.
I love. I'm not a fruity, usually dessert person, but I love a fresh apple pie or a fresh blueberry pie. I mean, there's something. What is it? And I don't mean this to be a softball question, but the fruit and the produce and everything from the farmer's market, it's always better. I mean, when we get the corn, right, Patty, from our friends at Mirai, it lasts. What is it about the farmer's market that the produce lasts so much longer? And this is not a slam. Many, many years ago, I worked for Jewel and all, you know, a big box grocery store. and it's not a slam at any particular grocery store because their produce is fine, too. But what is it about the farmer's market fruit that makes it last longer and it's just thicker and fresher and juicier?
I think it starts really on the tree. It starts with their growing practices. It starts with using sustainable ingredients and then the care for it. So when you are a small farmer, you know your trees, you're paying absolute attention to them, you're picking at the peak time, and you're not having to deal with travel time. So you can pick when your fruit is actually ready. You're not trying to get it to ripen on a truck.
Mm-hmm.
So for strawberries, that we still have some ever-bearing strawberries at market with Mick Klug, they're picked the day before market. Mm-hmm. So it really is just that reduction of time and the care of which it's grown.
When I'm going to get corny now for a minute. I did a yoga retreat in the Adirondacks, and they would do this meditation class with eating. So mm-hmm. when you would take a bite of something, they would have you sort of envision where it came from and being in the sunlight and being picked. I could actually see being able to do that with mm-hmm. the food that comes into Green City Market.
Oh yeah.
We talk about food memories a lot. In fact, in our education programs, we are in three schools teaching edible education as part of their curriculum. And one of the first things we do to break the ice with the kids is ask their favorite food memory. And it's so fun when you ask somebody that, because that like opened expression and people will talk and, oh, my aunt's cookies. And they'll just start telling you about this experience they have or the smell of something when they come into the kitchen. And kids that normally don't talk to each other are like, my mom makes the best mac and cheese or whatever it is. Yeah. Or my grandma makes the best sauteed greens. And you just see everyone kind of calm down a little bit and they're talking to each other. It's such a great way to start a class. We really had fun with it.
A friend of mine from Channel 9, her husband is a chef, mm-hmm. and what they have three young boys. They're all, I know, she's a miracle mom.
That's
she's
not okay.
Three little,
I want a chef. Oh, I'm sorry, I love you.
I know.
I love you, honey.
So he's a chef, and they have three boys under the age of six. And I just find it so neat because he's always, you know, letting them try new things mm-hmm. to the point of now where their middle son loves lemon, you know, fresh squeezed lemon on whatever it happens to be, you know, meat or chicken or something like that. But they started them very young with fresh fruits and fresh vegetables and that kind of, because of what he does and whatnot. But do you find that, like, it makes serving it, kids younger makes them appreciate
for
it more.
For sure. At Club Sprouts, which is our at-market education program for kids, and we have an edible gardens where you can help plant. It can be your sort of Chicago garden. Parents tell us all the time, oh, my kid won't eat that, as they've eaten every sample we have on our table. And once they get to see it, we'll have kids who pick radishes in our garden and then go to the farmer's booth and buy radishes. Kids don't buy radishes.
Right.
And so we know if we can get them involved, it changes things.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We are going to take a quick break here, and everyone just close your eyes and think of your favorite food memory until we come back on 720 WGN. The state of Illinois has, and the surrounding states, we have some of the most incredible farmers, the most wonderful produce, and what better way than to enjoy that with your community, being able to find a place where you can buy a food that is sustainable, that is healthy. And we want to thank Melissa Flynn, who is the Director of Green City Market. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. And have you downloaded your app yet, Andrea?
Yes, I did.
We have
I want to take the cooking classes in November for the soups.
I want to do all. I want the apple pie. I want to make my apple pie.
Come on out.
Yeah, I want to make. But yours is probably going to come out awesome.
No,
I've never made it a pie.
My stuff doesn't.
You can do this.
Scratch.
We can definitely do this.
Okay.
I need a better oven. Sometimes it's about the equipment. It is just the cook. I don't know. We'll
no,
see.
It's the, blame the equipment.
It's the oven. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's the oven. It's time. Melissa, tell us about a mostly veggie affair.
It is an incredible event. It is November 8th. It's going to be held at Lakeshore Beverage, and we'll have 20 of just some of the best chefs in Chicago coming out, and pastry chefs. We'll have stations set up. We'll have tons of different beverages, all from chefs who shop Green City Market. So you'll really get to get inspired what you can make with all this great fall produce. So they shop the market, they come up with ideas, and it'll be featured that evening, and you can go from booth to booth. You'll talk to the chefs. It really is just a fantastic evening, 6:30 to 9:30.
On November 8th.
And you can get tickets right at greencitymarket.org.
I'm in love with everything we're talking about.
Oh my God, me too. And Chicago is such a great city for this. Have you just received such great support from the city for our markets, for our farmers markets?
We really are so lucky to be in Chicago. We are positioned so we have great food coming in, as you said, from Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois, of course. So we're in a great location, and the chef community really helped us start this market and has really embraced us as we'll go into our 20th year next year. It's incredible.
Do you notice, too, a lot more farm-to-table? I mean, I know that it's kind of become more and more of a trend, mm-hmm. but now I see restaurants either having green rooftop gardens. I know mm-hmm. Uncommon Ground has their... They have, right, one of the first... I have to look it
they
up.
They are one of the greenest restaurants, and they were the first to have a rooftop farm and the first to have organic beer in Illinois.
Rooftop farm.
What?
Yes, because mm-hmm. I was referring to it as a rooftop garden. They said, no, it's a rooftop farm.
It's amazing.
Check yourself.
Isn't that cool? But yeah, I just am noticing more and more farm to table and more restaurants having their gardens and their farms on site.
Absolutely. And while we have come so far, we still have a long way to go. And so it's one of the things we talk about all the time. It is more important than ever to shop locally. If you buy from a grocery store, the 15 cents per purchase goes to the farmer. At a farmer's market, 100% goes back to the farmer. So in this day and age, when we feel like we don't have an impact, shopping directly from farmer's market is an actual tangible difference you can make each and every time.
What?
Wow, that's interesting.
I'm putting my order in right now.
And also at farmers markets, most of them, not just Green City Market, we not only welcome Link, which is food stamps, mm-hmm. but we match dollar for dollar up to $15. And for our indoor market, we'll be increasing that match to $20 up through the holiday season. And with no farm bill right now, those benefits may go away. And we have pledged as an organization to continue new benefits regardless of what happens to the farm bill since they kicked that down the road.
Wow. How do you coordinate this? I'm looking at him like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
What a tremendous thing for the city and for the farmers and for our communities.
And that's the funds raised from Mostly Veggie Affairs support that Link program directly.
Okay. So that's a great way to be involved fundamentally.
Absolutely.
And in a way that helps, like I said, our neighbors.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so with the gubernatorial race and the mm-hmm. mayor's race, I mean, do you watch, I mean, that's not going to affect anything as far as either funding or farmers markets or anything being set up?
Right now, we don't receive any funding through Illinois. It could absolutely affect the longevity of our market. We are at the, we have a contract with the Chicago Park District for our Lincoln Park and West Loop location. And so, of course, if the powers that be change and decide they don't want to support farmers market, we would absolutely be in jeopardy.
There would be an uprising. If that would, let me tell you.
I would hope so.
There would be an uprising.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I think that's going to be one of our first questions to any mayoral candidate.
Absolutely.
What do you intend to do?
The markets.
And if you could have your second question, there's a Good Food Purchasing Policy Act that's supposed to go in effect where Chicago institutions such as schools and hospitals have to purchase 20% locally. And we should be talking to our farmers first, not talking to the big food distributors, but talking to our local farmers. So ask the candidates that.
Yeah, that should be 50%. That should be, you know, twice that.
They should be talking to the farmers. Right now, they aren't. So we really need to get our local farmers involved in our food system. It's so, so important.
Well, absolutely.
And it seems like a no-brainer. What would be the holdup except for...
To me as well.
Yeah,
you're like, I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
I am absolutely in awe of the work that you've done and what you've brought to the city of Chicago.
Thank you.
Now, you said you grew up in Oak Park, River Forest area.
I sure did.
How did you get involved in Green City Market? What led you to this...
As most people, sort of a curved path. I used to work for the Lincoln Square Chamber of Commerce and helped started a nighttime farmer's market. Mm-hmm. And our third son was born with 5 food allergies. So suddenly I started really paying attention to where my food came from, what was in the food. And it just sort of became an absolute passion project and started seeing the benefits. My dad died of complications of diabetes. And so I really started paying attention. And it is amazing the difference good food will have. We have cancer patients all the time that say, this helped me get through chemo.
Oh, yeah.
We have people facing depression that have said, this feels better. So really quickly got a huge lesson on food right away and just fell in love with our local food system.
My mom had to get her cholesterol down as well, too. Mm-hmm. And she found out some really cool, unique vegetables that she's a fantastic cook, but she loves beets.
Mm-hmm.
And she will only get her beets from the farmer's market. And oh, my God. I'm not a huge beet fan, but the way she makes them, you know, she bakes them with the olive oil and
roast them and they caramelize.
Roast them, yes.
Delicious.
I never ever even liked beets until I tried her, I call them just her farmer's market beets.
Have you ever juiced a beet? I love beet juice.
I have not. My mom has.
I love beet juice.
There's so many things when you taste it. I never liked eggplant, really, until I got my eggplant from Froggy Meadow at the market, and now I absolutely love it. So things you don't even think you like, when it's prepared well and simply, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's an incredible dish that you didn't have to do a whole lot to prepare.
Yeah.
Well, and it also, I don't know, there's something about buying produce that has been, you know, sort of kissed by the same sun that we live mm-hmm. under, you know, in the same area, the same geographic. And there's something to that. There are books about how if you eat things that are grown in the same sort of region that you're in, that's mm-hmm. healthier for you as well.
Absolutely. Honey is a great example of that.
Yes.
We have a couple of honey producers. I know that I've done it with my kids. It's supposed to be within 50 miles and it helps you with your allergies. And that definitely, I've seen a difference. There has been great stories of using traditional cooking methods and traditional foods mm-hmm. in American Indian populations, and it literally within weeks reduced the effects of diabetes within that community because they started eating what they were traditionally supposed to eat. So you're absolutely right. Eating locally is really what we're supposed to do. And of course, we all want things from all over the world, and that's fantastic. But at the core, if we can have our core stuff local, it would have a tremendous impact.
You know what I started buying at the farmer's market is salsa, mm-hmm. but there's the corn salsa and there's the pineapple salsa.
Oh, nice.
So now that's kind of become, because I used to not cook as mm-hmm. much as I do now. So I would get the pineapple, get the corn, put them in two separate and take it to either Super Bowl party. And they're like, oh, you make the best salsa. I'm like, I buy the best salsa from the farmer's market. But the salsas even are just yeah. awesome, too.
Mm-hmm. We have a number of people that literally they pick the tomatoes, they roast them, and it goes right into their salsa.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when they tell you that you make a great salsa, just say, I open a jar like nobody's business.
Exactly.
Like nobody's business. I wonder, if you want to stay for one more segment, we can ask people what their food memories
are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Happy to.
312-981-7200. What's your favorite food memory? And by the way, you mentioned that people want things from all over the world. A lot of that comes from whether it's preparation, also the spices that you use.
Absolutely.
I've been talking about this company, Penzies mm-hmm. Spices, and they make, they have a cinnamon that I put in my coffee that is, it's transformative. I can't start my day without my Penzies cinnamon in my coffee. It's like, oh.
Everyone has their thing.
I have my
fantastic.
It's like, I'm like, where's my, as soon as it gets low, I'm like, I gotta order some more. We are hanging out with Melissa Flynn. She's the executive director for Green City Market. You can go to greencitymarket.org. Also, you can download the app. You can pre-order if you are in a hurry or you're not quite sure, you don't want to wander, but you want to have it ready to go. But, you know, go and browse and enjoy yourself. There are three locations in Chicago through the winter months. And a mostly veggie affair. I don't want to say very. A mostly veggie affair is on November 8th, and the location is?
At Lakeshore Beverage, right at 300 Elizabeth Street.
300 Elizabeth Street. Everyone, give us a call, 312-981-7200. We have prizes we haven't been giving away. I was talking to Sarah Timon today, and she's like, you need to start giving some of your stuff away.
Yeah,
we should give away a pair of tickets to Witch that we
yes.
have. 312-981-7200. For the first caller who gives us a food memory.
Yes.
And we have a pair of tickets to go see Witch at the Writers Theater in Glencoe.
Which we saw tonight.
It was amazing.
And loved.
Loved it.
Yeah. I really did. I thought it was awesome.
So we'll give you a pair of tickets, and then you can go stop at Green City Market and get your gourd on. Get your gourd on. More after this on 720 WG. And again, 312-981-7200. Share your food memory with us and win a pair of tickets to see Witch at the Writers Theater. More after this on 720 WGN. Is that the Wiggles, Michael?
Quite possibly.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it as a mom who watched many Wiggles episodes.
You know what? Say what you want about the Wiggles, and a lot of people love them. They write a good song. Like, this is a catchy tune, in my opinion.
Sometimes I can't get Wes Jeff out of my head.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
he's always sleeping.
Have you ever? Oh, that's right. I remember that song.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a fan of Raffi back in the day?
I was a fan of Raffi back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Man. They took it to the next level.
I love that there's a girl Wiggle now.
Oh, yeah?
There's a girl Wiggle. Yep.
My kids,
there used to be at Great America, there used to be a Wiggles stage, and they used to have Wiggles rides there and everything, and then they lost the copyright to that. You're listening to the Patty Baskin Show with Andrea Darlis, and we just came back from the Writers Theater in Glencoe, their world premiere of Witch, which it was amazing.
Yes.
Every performer in this show was captivating, energetic. I wanted to hang out with them.
I did too. I thought the same thing because we had to leave to come back here to work, and I just wanted to hang out with this cast. It was a cast of six, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. We're gonna have them all on the show.
I was gonna say I want all of them because they were remarkable. They were absolutely remarkable. Yeah. It was one of the best acting experiences I've seen.
Did you get hungry at all? Because there's a lot of food in this. I mean, they're not actually eating, but there's a lot of prop food.
A lot of food scenes.
There's a lot of dinner scenes. And there was one scene where they have like a pig's head just in the middle of the table.
Like a pig roast, yeah.
A lot of vegetables. Mince pie. You can see that there was a mince pie on the stage at some point. We are talking about some of our favorite food memories. And for Jim, we have a pair of tickets for you. Jim, tell us your food memory. And I've got a pair of tickets for you to see which.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Of course.
Anyway, the food memory is walking into my grandmother's house. Always smelled like baking. Even when she wasn't baking, like the smell of like when brown sugar, cardamom, and vanilla get together and bake, it's always, always in the air.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
I mean, just that smell, like I say, even when she wasn't baking, it smelled like that.
It was in the floorboards, in the walls. Yep, there are people's houses that are like that all the time. Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
And when she did bake a coffee cake, which was, you know, it actually tasted like the house smell. It was wonderful.
It was, you know, was the coffee cake your favorite?
To a kid, there was nothing greater.
No kidding. Do you ever bake?
A couple of box cakes. And I can bake bread and you know survival baking if I have to.
Oh, that's awesome. Aww. Well, we are so excited to give you a pair of tickets to see which the new production, the world premiere, was tonight at the Writers Theater in Glencoe. And hold on the line, Jim. Thank you so much for sharing that food memory, because I really do think there's so much involved in those sort of moments in our lives that come back to life. Especially do you ever smell something, Jim, that just takes you all the way back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes walking into a bakery will, you know, bring that one back, depends on what they've been cooking. Another one is, not really fast food, but the diner smell of grilled onion and burger, a little chili mixed in, that smell.
Yep.
That's another one. Man, I'll spare you the details, but that takes me places in my life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That we have these memories, you know, of when we were growing up, and now we're starting to, I'm getting more into cooking now, you know, starting to make some of these recipes now and then panning them down.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to keep that all in the family.
Yep.
Jim's got a pair of tickets to see which, and that is at the Writers Theater in Glencoe. Go to Writers Theater. Is it Writer? I'm trying to find the information on the prize.
It's Writers Theater. Hold on.
Yeah, let's find the information for that. So everybody can get information on how to buy a pair of tickets to go see, well, not even a pair, as many as it takes. Bring the whole family. It's a really intimate theater.
WritersTheater.org.
See, I didn't want to get that wrong. Thank you so much for looking that up. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you said it. It was a very intimate theater. It reminded me of the Steppenwolf. And to me, I know there's four theaters within the building. The theater we were in was a little bit bigger, and it was just remarkable. The set was awesome. I can't say enough about how good it was. I knew it was going to be kind of cool and interesting, but I was just blown away by how great it was.
Oh, it was spectacular. It really, it's just one of the best things I've seen live in a very, very long time. The other live thing that I've seen is some great food, which was actually on the stage. It's funny because one of my favorite food memories is when my husband and I started dating, we used to go to a restaurant called The Hat Dance.
I remember that.
It was such a good
restaurant. Wasn't everything white?
Yes.
Yes.
It was. It was very white. Festive.
Oh, nice.
It was leather. It was a Latin-Japanese fusion food.
I was going to say, was it Hispanic or was it Latin?
It was Latin, and they had the best barbacoa, but they also had this ahi tuna I've never had tuna like that before or since, and it was just our favorite place to go. Plus a Kettle One martini now and then.
I remember the hat dance.
It was such a great. But I mean, like, so sometimes with restaurants, my mom makes the best chilaquiles. She makes them from scratch. It takes her like 2 or 3 days to make. Oh, yes. What's some of your favorites, Melissa?
The smell of sautéed garlic is instantly bringing me back to my childhood.
Yes.
Now it's probably making meatballs. My kids love when I make homemade meatballs. Yum. And again, it's that sautéed garlic. They come in the house and they're just like, oh, you're making meatballs. So I love that. And my favorite food memory is my Aunt Rosa's crystal cookies. I don't even know what they really were called. They were these incredible powder sugar thing with just probably fried or baked dough, and I'd always say, "Oh, I didn't take any, as I had powdered sugar dripping all down me."
Right,
evidence absolutely is covering you. That's great. So do you also make with the meatballs? Do you make a sauce from scratch for the pasta, or is it?
I do some days. It depends on the day, but some really a very simple sauce too.
Right, and that's the thing too. But a good meatball can go with anything.
Oh God, no kidding.
How about you, Andrea?
Homemade sauces. I absolutely love. I'm kind of getting into more of that too. Mm-hmm. And the soups. I mean, a friend of mine was sick last year, and I thought I'm going to make homemade chicken soup, and I did. I got a recipe from my mom and then another friend who makes all kinds of soups, but that's just the best, chopping up all the fresh vegetables and putting everything in there.
Made homemade chicken soup before I came, threw it in the crock pot tonight.
What?
So it's
Where?
For kids' lunch.
Oh, okay, for the lunch, yeah.
I'll bring it next time.
Okay.
It makes me sad that I'm the only one in my house that likes broccoli soup. I make a really good broccoli, well, at least I like
I'll
it.
I'll eat your broccoli soup.
Bring,
yeah,
I'll bring
yeah,
you
yeah, me and Melissa
soup.
Will eat your broccoli
yeah.
soup.
Yeah.
Do you make with a cheesy? Without cheese.
I was going to say cheesy broccoli?
I don't, the cheese is optional. You can top it with your own cheese. When you serve it hot, it melts at your will.
I want to try your broccoli soup.
Yeah, I make a really good broccoli soup.
I am in. I want your broccoli soup, and I've been promised brownies.
Oh, yeah.
For months.
The healthy brownies.
Yeah, the healthy brownies.
I'll even exactly. bring you the broccoli.
Yeah. Melissa's in.
Yeah.
You got to come back for the cooking class.
We should have a soup. We should have a soup night.
We should have a soup night.
We could do that.
Oh, we could do that. That'd be very fun.
Yeah.
So yours are soups? Some of your favorite?
Soups and the spaghetti sauces. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to make spaghetti sauce now with sausage.
Ooh,
with
yum.
Crumbled sausage.
Oh, God, I'm so hungry.
Yeah. I know. We should be talking about this when we're so hungry.
I know. I'm like starved. How about you, David Jennings? What's some of your favorite food memories?
My mother would always make a chocolate birthday cake for me.
Aww.
Yummy.
With chocolate icing.
Nice.
And I would end up doing what you would probably expect me to do. You done? Give me the bowl and the spoon. Thank you very much. Go away. Leave me alone.
See?
And absolutely.
I'm telling you, when I make these carrot zucchini chocolate chip cookies, I can't stop licking the bowl either. I'm like, I don't know what it is about that combination, because also the water that comes out of the carrots and the mm-hmm. zucchini get into the batter, and it just tastes amazing.
Yeah.
How about you, Michael? What's some of your favorite food memories?
Immediately what comes to my mind is any time that I step into a church basement and smell like hot food, hot anything, some cider beer, that always brings back to memories of just being at a family reunion or like a get together, a pep rally, and it takes me right back to being a kid. I want to sit on Santa's lap at that moment. I'm like looking for like my parents. It's always that chance.
See, now you've shifted me to when I was in grade school, we had hot lunch day once a week,
mm-hmm.
and for me, like when I would start smelling the because chili hot dog day. I just remember our cafeteria and the whole building would smell like chili for the hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ate my lunches for the first like 14, 15 years of my life in a church basement when at a Montini and then Marion Central. So it's just solidified in there because you could, and sometimes if you could smell really, really faintly the smell of cigarette smoke from the bingo night before.
That's funny.
Love that. That's true. See, and all of that is sort of like built into it.
Totally.
Well, thank you, Melissa, for sharing so much about Green City Market and inspiring us to have memories about our childhoods and the foods that we love and making us really hungry. And there's nothing that Andrea and I can do about it for at least an hour.
No.
No. There's nothing, but that's fine. That's all right.
Okay.
And I know we've kept you up late. You do so much great work by keeping the farmers invested in our city and the city invested in our farmers. So thank you so much for
that. Yeah, and download the app. And
yes.
It doesn't close just because the end of the season's coming up. The Notarbart Museum and
absolutely.
Some of these cooking classes. And I'm going to take that pie class with you.
We have to do the pie class, soup class. Go to Mostly Veggie Affair on November 8th. And that's all the information is available at greencitymarket.org.
Yes, can't wait to see everybody. And thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Anytime. And I promise we can have you on earlier next time. You're here. It just happens to be the Blackhawks game tonight. So we appreciate that. We'll take a photo with you before we go. Let's take a quick break here and then the news with David Jennings in a moment on 720 WGN.